Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 6. I will also bless the foreigners who commit themselves to the Lord, who serve him and love his name, who worship him, and do not desecrate the Sabbath day of rest, and who hold fast to my covenant. In the Old Testament, God's people were often told to be welcoming to foreigners. God's love was not confined to the Jews, and they were reminded that, as a nation, they used to be foreigners in Egypt, so it was only right that they should be generous and loving towards foreigners. The people of Israel had spent 400 years in Egypt, so it was nothing that they didn't know about the vulnerabilities and insecurities of being foreigners. The celebration of the Passover was a continual reminder of that time. We live in a wonderfully diverse country, which over the centuries has welcomed people from many nations. This continues to be the case, of course. Some come to us as refugees and asylum seekers because of the dangers in their own homeland. It's vital that we welcome all foreigners and that the church is a place where they can find security, compassion, understanding, and love. I've been to many churches that have the flags of all the nations represented in the congregation. This is a wonderful way of affirming that we honour the different backgrounds and identities of all our brothers and sisters. The welcome to people of all nations is clear in Isaiah, but in the coming of Jesus, the doors are flung open to everyone with even greater clarity. I'm very interested by the statues of Jesus that can be found around the world. He could have been depicted in many different ways, but many of them show him with arms outstretched in love and welcome. I'm thinking particularly of the statues of Christ the Redeemer in Rio de Janeiro and Christ the King in Lisbon, Portugal. They tower over those great cities and give people the continual reminder of the New Testament's message that Christ opens his arms to all those who will come to him, whatever their background or nationality. So let me ask you a question. In what ways does your church seek to welcome people who come from different nations? And now let me pray with you. Lord, we worship you because you are the God of all the nations. Help us continually to pass your welcome on to others. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Don't forget that the talks are also available on podcasts, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.